I am known as Val, and I come from Andromeda, and I love you both very dearly. And we work in Andromeda with an oracle that goes out and teaches and assists others in other worlds and other galaxies. We work very well. And now we are connecting to a time that existed on your earth that you experience now where you are sitting. For you are part of the earth human race. And it is from there that it is evolved. And for those that have chosen to move back to the source of all creation, which is the realm of God, the realm of angels that is known, but the angels actually, it's like sacred geometry, a measurement, a number. Jesus has said thousands of years ago, every hair on your head is numbered. And what he was saying was just what is happening now. You are in the sacred geometry of Andromeda. You feel the force field. It exists. It is real. And you communicate telepathically. And that will happen with the human race that exists on your earth. Changes are happening upon your earth. It has a lot to do with each individual choice that is made by every personality that exists on earth at this time that you are also here. So you are here and you are elsewhere all at the same time. Some people might find that confusing. It's not confusing really. It is a matter of focus. So what you are doing is focusing on the personality that you are in a earth human body and receiving messages from yourselves that is another time, 6,000 years ahead if you measure time. But it is the same time, if that gives some sense. Quantum physics will help you to understand that. It is consciousness. Everything is consciousness. You do not have to worry. You are doing it. You are doing it more often than you realize. And so, my dear ones, you are my sisters. We are this white sisterhood that exists in Andromeda. And we have many that we work with. We present ourselves as female, the loving, the caring, the mothers. But also, we are androgynous, as has been explained to the earthlings, that the angelic realms do exist with each individual being androgynous. And it's no coincidence that Andromeda and androgynous is rather similar in words. It is male and female together. It has separated and become individual to incarnate on different planets and different worlds at times to learn and understand and to play out different stories that you have agreed to work with others. And so now, you have evolved and you are coming from androgynous Andromeda. And so you do have a male self and a female self that is together. But for this time, now that we are communicating with the earthling, we want them to understand about the difference, but there is no difference. In other words, male and female are the same. When they live on the Earth planet, things are separated to a much stronger degree with the separation. And so the differences are more obvious and felt in a much stronger way. But people learn and play out stories that they come to understand. They feel emotion. They feel the love. They feel anger. And there's no need to. There is always a way to resolve any differences. There is always a way if people respect one another and understand the differences in these worlds that I speak of, as the Earthlings do on planet Earth. This is a special planet. It is important for you to realize and understand who you really are, and that only peace, harmony, goodwill is the way to find the path to God. And you are on that path right now. So from Andromeda, we send you greetings, we send you love, and we have always been working with you to assist you in the way and the best way that we can. There were 144,000 light workers that volunteered to come from our world, which is a very different world. It is very advanced in technology, but it is past that. It is consciousness. And there is no limit into what one can do from that level of consciousness. I'd like you to think about that. Please do, my children. I love you. Thank you. And I send blessings.